It is always a pleasure for me to talk to you folks. I have a different kind of a message today. It's called Goodbye or Good Night. And the text was read, the 23rd Psalm, and everybody knows that. The Lord is my shepherd. What I want to get into is, you know, there's a time of parting. And when we say goodbye to our children, they grow up and they leave the house. And I want to read the parable of the lost son. It is in Luke chapter 16, if you want to get your Bible out and go there. I'm going to look at the prodigal son parable again. But I think I have a different angle on this than what you usually hear. Chapter 15 of Luke, and beginning at verse 11. Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. Further down, verse 17, it says, but when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And then further down, verse 25, now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called to one of the servants and asked what these things meant. He said to him, your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. I want to pray again. Father, may we get this point across to folks that you are the most important thing to us. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a hero in that story. Now, the hero is good old dad. There's one constant good person in this story, and that's the father. And the father, he has a very loving nature, and he loves his boys. He loves both of them. Now, one boy is tired of the drudgery of being like a servant in his father's house. Back in the time when Jesus told this parable, children were servants until they grew up. They had the duties of servants. They were given tasks that they needed to do, and they needed to do them. They were treated like servants. Now, this father, according to what I understand, had a heart. He loved his boys. And one day, a baby boy came to daddy and said, I'm tired of this. I want my money. Whatever's going to fall to me, I'm out of here, Dad. I want my money, and I'm leaving. And Dad didn't say anything according to this story. He just, okay, and he divided up the money between the kids. He said, okay, this is yours. You want yours in cash? Yeah. So the little boy, the young man, the younger son, he said, all right, just give me my money. I'm out of here. And the rest went to the other son. Away he went. And there was a point in his experience where things got so low that he finally came to himself and went home. So he goes home. And Big Brother is not too happy about this. That he says to us, but as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fattest calf for him. There's two boys here. Which one of them loves their father? None of them. The youngest one cared nothing about his father. Just said, give me my money. You might as well be dead. I just want the money. And I'm out of here. Did the older brother love the dad? I don't think so. He didn't have it right anyway. He says, I've been doing all this work for you and I haven't even had a party for my friends. And you give this thing a party after what he has done? Well, our Father loves us so much. And he wants the best for us. But you know, you're not so bad. You're no worse than the guy that stayed home, even if you run away. Because God loves you just the same. And Dad was so happy that this boy came home. Sometimes our children leave and they never come back. You never see them again. And he waited. He prayed. And he waited. And it had a happy ending. He came to himself and he came home. So when the young one went away, he said goodbye. And I don't think he intended to ever come back. Sometimes goodbye means, I'll see you again. Sometimes goodbye says, I'll never see you again. Goodbye. I'm out of here. And the other son said every day, good night. I'll see you in the morning. But which one really loved Dad? You see, you can be going to church and living a pretty good life and doing the things that are assigned to you, and on the outward appearance, it looks like you're a pretty good person. But what's the relationship with the Father? Are you getting along? Do you love Him? The whole idea behind being a son of God is to cultivate a relationship with the Father. Because that's what it's all about, folks. And it doesn't matter whether you're the prodigal that goes away or the prodigal that stays home. If you don't have a relationship with the Father, you're still lost. You know? And I don't want to be lost. I remember, you know, fathers and sons have a special bond. And the things that you do with your dad when you're a little boy, you never forget. They have a special place in your heart. All the tender moments. Now, all the other ones, you know, where he was disciplining you, well, you kind of want to forget those. But those special little things that dads do with their sons, you never forget. And that's why I love my dad. I mean, he's long gone, but I love him. I remember those special times. And I miss him. But some, they treat their dads real bad. They treat them with contempt. And they go away. And in this world today, you can get caught up in so many things. Drugs, crooked stuff. And some people get involved in crime. And when they leave home, it's goodbye. And they never see one another again. But then there's those that hang around. You know, there are some family members that just want what they can get. And they can hardly, and they're the same idea, but we're going to hang around and see what we can get here. And I think the elder brother was the same as that. He just wanted to hang around and see what he could get out of it. Because what did he say to his dad? You never even let me have a party. And what did the dad say to him? He said, son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. Don't you realize that all you need to do here is realize your position in Christ? Let's have a relationship with him. Let's thank him for what he's done for us. Let's appreciate him. Jesus did everything that he did in subjection to the will of God. He would spend hours and hours and hours praying so that his will would be in subjection to the Father's will. We need to delight in doing the Father's will and not begrudgingly give him our service, as the elder brother did. I've done all this for you, and what's in it for me? It's not a what's in it for me type relationship we have here. It's a relationship with Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. His heart is toward us. He wants us to have a really working relationship with him, a steady type thing. Do you love Jesus? Do you love him? Do you want to serve him? Or do you want to run away and just forget about it? Or what's in it for you? No. No. The relationship between a father and a son has got to be better than that. You want the best for him. But as many as received him, who? Who do we get into? What's our relationship with? It's with Jesus. To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. If we cultivate this relationship with our Heavenly Father, when we die, it'll be good night, I'll see you in the morning. But if we don't cultivate this relationship with our Heavenly Father, when we die, it'll be goodbye. I want to say good night, I'll see you in the morning, don't you? For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. You understand this? And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son or a daughter. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. What we stand to inherit will beat anything we could get down here. We're inheriting the whole world. A new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem is being prepared for us. Do you understand how much our Heavenly Father loves us? And he waits for us. He's watching for us. He wants us to come to our senses. Come to ourselves, get out of the pig pen, and get home. He wants us to come out of the field, stop looking for what is in it for you, come into the party, and celebrate that those that are lost are now found. You know, some of us, we've been around so long that all the attention goes on the new people. Well, what about me? Am I chopped liver? I've been here all these years and nobody pays any attention to me, and that thing comes home and everybody's paying attention to them. Isn't that the way we are sometimes in the house of God? Shame on us. We should be so happy that these new ones come in. We should celebrate with the Father, because the Father wants us to be a family that loves one another. You know, that those brothers had no love between them. That elder brother probably said, good riddance, I hope you never come back. And he was disappointed that he did. But we must delight in the prodigals that come home. We must love our Father with such a passion that we want to do his will. Now, therefore, Ye are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And don't the scriptures just say it the right way? For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. That's 1 John 3:1, if you'd like to write that one down. But here's another one that we don't like. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Oh, yes. And scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Have you been scourged? Have you been chastened? If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? That is Hebrews 12:6-7. Now listen to this promise. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard. And this one doesn't hear very good today. Neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. The love of God. I mean, he loves us. We understand that he loves us. But do you love him? That's important to him, that we love him back. We love him because he first loved us. So let's cultivate the relationship with our Heavenly Father. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For what? For we shall see him as he is. Now, isn't that wonderful? And don't you see, the parable of the lost son or the prodigal son is not about the boys, it's about the dad. It's what a wonderful father we have, and how patient and how long-suffering. And he's willing to run down the street after you to greet you on your way back. That's love. And he even takes this grumpy elder brother and puts his arm around his son. Come on into the party. Your brother was dead, now he's alive. Was lost, and now he is found. That's the attitude to cultivate, isn't it, folks? Let's cultivate love one for another, and let's center it around our Heavenly Father. What you say? Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your patience with us, because sometimes I'm sure we try it to the uttermost. We keep failing, and we keep doing things that we shouldn't do, and we have attitudes that we shouldn't have. And we envy one another, and we think you have favorites, and you don't. You love us with an everlasting love. We pray that you would help us in the coming days to cultivate love for one another, to invite the Holy Spirit to transform us and to help us to become more like you. In Jesus' name, amen.